Proclamation number 6230, dated the April 6th, 1955. The end. Transformation and new creation. And it will come to pass as I have told you. The earth will lose its present appearance. An earthly and spiritual turning point will come. There will be a separation of the sheep from the goats. My own will attain beatitude, and those who belong to my adversary will be banished again. And this will have to happen, or no further development would be possible anymore, for all souls strive towards the abyss except the few people who will remain true to me until the end. But the people of the present time, who have already passed through the creations, will have taken the whole previous path of development in vain. They, who have already reached the highest stage of development due to their previous earthly path, are now failing during the lost stage and descend to such a point that the entrance into the spiritual kingdom will remain closed to them, so that they will have to be banished into hardest matter in order to be admitted once again to take their last test of will as a human being after an infinitely long period of time. The number of those who used their earthly life correctly in order to become perfect is very small, since my adversary's spirit exercises such poisonous influence on all earthly inhabitants that the earth will have to be cleansed first before it can fulfill its real purpose again. And thus I want to carry out this cleansing process through a huge work of transformation which mankind cannot avoid, since they give rise to it themselves with their conduct and their utterly rebellious attitude towards me. A change has to take place for the sake of my living creations, which will have to suffer for an infinitely long time if they don't complete their path of development on earth according to my will. And this point in time has arrived, although it seems unbelievable to you humans that something should happen in creation, in nature, for which no proof of similar events on earth exists. The earth in its present form is in the last days of its existence. None of you can possibly grasp what this means, that everything will cease to exist, that human beings, animals and all works of creation will come to an end and an entirely new earth will arise which will exceed your wildest imagination. Because completely new works of creation will come into being which have never been seen by human eyes and which to you, who will experience and populate the new earth, will mean one miracle after another. All through the ages I have told people that a new earth and a new heaven will come into being. People fail to understand the meaning of it. But my word is truth and will fulfill itself. Yet it will only be proof of my divinity to the few whose profound faith in me made them become my own and to whom I can open the paradise of the new earth because therein will remain my children forever. These few also understand the meaning of my words and they will expect me in my arrival in a firm belief that I will rescue them from the adversity which precedes the final end. For they are my children and I will come for them when the time is fulfilled. Amen.